All right, so now, as we turned over to Papagano, we have a flood watch in effect, which runs through Saturday afternoon. We have a winter weather advisory that goes into effect at 3 a.m. Saturday and goes till 7 p.m. Saturday. Right now, we have incredibly heavy fog, and in the past hour, our temperature has gone up 4 degrees, now 50 degrees. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the prelude to the introduction of Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning. And there is a lot of weather, as you pointed out. But before we get to that, we have to really talk about the most important thing, and that is that Pat's lights are all down.
Well, that's an important thing, and guess whose birthday it is today?
Is it yours?
Jill Goodman.
Happy birthday to Jill.
Let's sing it together. Are you ready?
Go ahead. You can put a little music on?
No, we're just going to sing it a cappella. Three, two, one. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jill. Happy birthday to you. All right. With that being said,
yes,
we have like a year's worth of weather packed into 30 some hours.
Yeah, try to figure it out. Periods of rain today. Some of it's going to be heavy at times. Don't be surprised you hear thunder and see some lightning. Temps, I said mid-50s, could go to 60. Tonight, rain and fog. We drop to the mid-40s by morning. The rain will end as sleet and or snow by lunchtime tomorrow. The National Weather Service put that winter weather advisory all the way to 7 o'clock tomorrow night because after that little mixture, the temps are going to plummet from the 40s to the 30s into the 20s, so that could ice things up. For Sunday, partly cloudy, windy, and cold, maybe a snow shower. We're in the mid-20s, sunny and cold on Martin Luther King Day, mid-20s. Let's take a look at what the low temperature is going to be by Sunday morning. According to the data, by Sunday morning, we should be down between 10 to 15 degrees.
That's the 10 to 15 degrees what the temperature is going to be Sunday morning?
Sunday morning. And bring us to the mid-20s. And by Monday morning, the temperature will be around zero.
Now, how is this going to work out with the potential clipper coming in?
Okay. That's the next step. That's where we go. Now, the American GFS model is forecasting a lot of snow with that, Tuesday to Wednesday, in excess of a half a foot. The Euro model is just making my head spin. They did this yesterday, and they're doing it again today. And again, I read you folks for Bradley, for Hartford, okay? They are not giving us snow Tuesday morning. They are not giving us snow by Tuesday afternoon. They start the snow Tuesday night, and they don't end it until Thursday night. So the Euro is saying, don't believe the other models for Tuesday. The event is Wednesday into Thursday. And by that, this is raw data, folks, they are giving Bradley 16 inches.
Now, which model is this?
The Euro. Oh. So my eyes are up on this one. I looked to see what they were giving New Hampshire for this event, 28 inches. So, and again, they did this yesterday. So now the big question is, who's going to be right here? This is, it's not even close, folks. I mean, If it were close, I would say, well, you know, they differ by 5 inches. You know, that's one thing. And if they were all on the same page as far as how much precip we were getting, as far as the actual time that this is going to occur, I would be a lot happier. So now I know what Marshall's going to say. Marshall's going to say, well, Pat, what does the Canadian model say?
That was my next question, yes.
Yeah, the Canadian model is forecasting the snow to come in on Tuesday. But their data only goes out right now through 120 hours, and 120 hours they're giving us like 2 to 4 inches.
Okay.
So there's no help there. No help at all.
What's your gut feeling? What's your gut?
My gut tells me that, first of all, as I told you yesterday and the day before, the method that I use by Dr. Crick, who is no longer with us, does say that there's going to be what we call an occluded or mature low along the coast. So he is definitely indicating that there will be a major storm. And according to that, it would happen Tuesday. According to that. But I don't want to rule out that this could be a Wednesday storm. So it's unfortunate. We'll have to track this over the weekend. At least you know right now that Monday, the holiday, is not going to offer any problem. But there could be problems Tuesday into Thursday, whenever that may be, whenever the heaviest snow may fall. But that's the way it looks. And I'm not too thrilled about it because, as you know, I'm working Monday. So we can bring all of our listeners up to date, especially on Monday, if this is going to be a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday event.
All right. Now, are the trainees working this weekend?
No.
No?
No. We had the session yesterday with two of them. The unfortunate thing is I did not know how they connect to our network using TeamViewer. They both had TeamViewer on their computers. I had a login and a user ID here, temporary, to give them. They said there was no place to put that. So we had to do this, nothing over the phone with no visual. But it worked. You know, we covered a lot of ground yesterday. And we'll be getting together again on Wednesday in the afternoon. Hopefully there will be a big snow. And hopefully I'll be able to get them onto the network so they could see. I guess you're not familiar with TeamViewer either, right?
Some of my vendors use TeamViewer. Yeah. I'll go to my PC, which is now owned by Login. It's the same company, believe it or not. Okay. It's expensive. Go to my PC.
Why we abandoned that, right?
But it works flawlessly for what we need it for. It is the most. But almost all my vendors use TeamViewer.
Right, and I'll speak with Mike and Mike Barron and ask him, what the problem is, and I'm sure he'll straighten me out and tell me this is what you have to do. So that was yesterday, and then of course I got my lights down, all the extension cords, everything in. Everything is in, put away, so I'm ready for whatever Mother Nature is going to deal us outside.
But the sticks are still on the ground, right?
The sticks are. I can't get them out.
Yeah, I know.
Friends of mine, the way they got them out, they brought out hot water, boiling water.
Yeah.
I poured it onto the ground.
For my lights outside, this year I bought one of those outside outlets that you stick in the ground.
Yeah, I have that.
I can't get it out.
You can't get that out. That I just decided. I didn't even try. That I just decided to leave there. I don't know if I'm going to put lights for the premiere, you know, when we have our premiere in February. So I said, you know what? For now, I'm just going to leave it right there.
I tried to get it. It's only about 4 inches staked in, but it's like it's cemented in there.
Sure. Oh, I mean, well, look at how cold it's been.
It's been amazing, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm sorry I couldn't be more definitive with the Clipper low, but they are notorious for giving us nothing but a nightmare. Some of them, you know, aimlessly go out to the south of us and never bother us. And others, as you well know, get to the coast and become a blockbuster. So anything can happen. And any of these models are plausible. So it's just a matter of waiting and watching and following the guidance. And I'll be tracking that over the weekend. And Marshall, you and I, when we get together on Monday, we'll try to hammer it out.
And we got to hammer it out because, I got my road trip on Tuesday.
Right. You want to know whether or not you're going. What'd you buy Jill for her birthday?
What did I buy her? Nothing, a card. And when she later on today, there's some surprises coming.
Oh, good.
But, you know, what do you get a person that's got everything?
Yeah, that's got everything. You're so right. The same thing with Christmas. I mean, what do you buy, you know, the family? They have everything. You're absolutely right. Yeah. So I guess, you know, just her being in your presence is a gift in itself.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that Jill has a million things, but she has basically everything she wants.
She needs, right.
Yeah, she has everything she wants and needs. And yes, you know, everybody at the station world, we all get, we don't chip in and get one present. Everybody's going to get stuff. But, you know, it's, what do you get,
Marshall,
somebody? It's like
I
me. I don't need anything.
But Marshall, I got the perfect gift for her. I think you should go and adopt another dog.
Yeah, that's a perfect gift. I'll be looking for for a new residence.
There's no doubt about it.
All right, Pat, have a good weekend. We'll speak to you on Monday.
Have a great weekend. Okay.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.